you must be fair delighted then.
Yeah, sorry, pal.
Yeah, no, it was a great result for us, and I'm proud of the players. I thought they were magnificent at times in the game. We looked really dangerous. We defended really well. We communicated well and worked really hard for each other. And
that's never been in doubt, though, has it? I mean,
no, we've done that. You're right. We've done that from the start of the season. I think today, though, there was a sort of a little bit more steel with it. But also, I think the difference today was that we really carried a threat as well. When we were going forward, I mean, in the first half, we've hit the bar twice at the post. We thought we could have had at least two, three, even potentially with the attacks that we had in the first half, maybe even four goals if we'd been a bit luckier with it. But that's been the case with us this season. We've not really been lucky in front of goal, and we had to work really hard in the second half to do the same thing.
Three times he's hit with it in the first half and you're going...
Yeah, I know, it's that kind of feeling, but I did believe that we would get another opportunity, and I thought Falsey was excellent again. Turns up, works really hard, turns up at the edge of the box again, and this time there's a wee bit of composure, slots the finish. But, and you know, we had so many class acts out there. I thought McMenamin was brilliant up front, Alan Lithgow was great, two centre defenders were excellent, Gary Oliver again just keeps showing his class. The midfield, as you said, the centre midfield players worked really well. Kieran Miller again, I mean, to a man they were excellent, and I felt we deserved the victory there. We took the game to them, and we know you've always got to soak up a little bit of pressure against a full time side like Dunfermline, but I thought that we carried the real threat today as well.
I mean, we were talking about there as well. He could be in water in the brain, didn't he? I mean, the big boy
caused him so many problems.
He never won ahead of the whole game. He was latching on to him. Was that a game plan?
Colin does that really well. He does it really well. He's not the type that will hold the ball in when it's played into to feet as well. He likes to then have a link-up man with him. But if it's played in the air, there's very few defenders that find it easy. Find an easy afternoon against Colin, because his timing of his leap is excellent, and he's also so intelligent that he can bring other players into with a little cushioned header. And we're lucky as well that we've got someone like Sagari back from injury, because he is such a smart young player that he reads them really, really well. So they were excellent. I mean, the whole team were fantastic. Again, Greg makes a couple of really good saves. He's been
absolutely
excellent from the start of the season. He's been a massive player for us. So yeah, again, he likes double saves. He tends to have a double save at least every week. That's fantastic. But I'd like to maybe I'd like to stop that happening quite as often as it does. But I think the thing is, we picked a team today that was going to be aggressive, and it was going to be dangerous. And I think it really worked, and I'm very proud of the boys.
How is Gary Oliver and Walsh? Hopes to keep
them
after the long period at Christmas.
I'll be crossing my fingers every day for the next, I don't know how many days it's going to be till we find out. But I think we've got two of the best young players in the country, without a doubt.
Thanks,
Bill. What's that?
You won't know that until.
We'll wait and see. We need to speak to the clubs. See what the clubs say. We're very, very happy that we've got them, and They're excellent players for us.
The attitude is first class.
Yep.
That's marked, I think, because they didn't feel it's beneath them to play in the same division. In other words, they're putting a good shift in as well.
No, you're right. It's a really valid point. You know, sometimes if you get a lone player from a bigger club that comes to you, that you know, you have to maybe motivate them a little bit more. But there's been absolutely none of that, and they've got great attitudes, and they want to be top class football players, and they're going about it in the right way.
Yep.
All right, guys.